With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Voters in Idaho and Missouri are the latest to weigh in today on their choice for the Republican presidential candidate. Former President Trump expected to add to his delegate count. Nikki Haley hoping for her first victory. Senator Tom Cotton says there's a good chance potential terrorists have been allowed to seep into the country as a result of the president's lax policies at the southern border.
Places that have trouble with terrorism, they're probably here not just to, try to take our jobs and maybe commit awful, heinous murders, but commit mass murder in the form of terrorism. Again, it's the natural and logical consequence of Joe Biden's open borders.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A ship attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels has sunk in the Red Sea after days of taking on water. The Rubimar had been drifting after the attack in February. A day after parliamentary elections in the terrorist-supporting country of Iran, hardliners are holding an early lead. Here's BBC's Caroline Davies.
With votes tallied manually, Iran's ballot takes time to count. Rather than who has won, the question is still how many voted. Echoing the sentiments of many of those in power in Iran, some of the country's media have criticized Western news for suggesting the turnout would be low, despite the polls coming from Iranian bodies. No official turnout figure has been announced. Analysts suggested that a low turnout would be a show of disenchantment with politics in the country.
Hardliners have controlled the parliament there for the past two decades. Journalist Josh Krushauer says President Biden is in a bind as he tries to satisfy young Democrat voters who are demanding he take a pro-Hamas stance against Israel.
If he goes further left, he's going to lose a lot more voters in the middle. So he's in this sort of catch-22, not just in Michigan, but across the country. And you can't really placate radicals on the left and expect to actually have majority support in this country.
Krushauer was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. China has blocked one of the world's favorite Christian platforms.
If you live in mainland China, you can no longer access Pray.com. The Communist Party has removed the site from the Apple App Store as part of its ongoing effort to limit the spread and practice of Christianity. Pray.com CEO Steve Gattena says, quote, "Our team is exploring alternative avenues to deliver our content and services to the people in China. More than 16 million people around the world use the app, making it the number one daily prayer platform." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The head of the Jewish community in Denmark says the number of anti-Semitic incidents registered since the October 7th attack on Israel that ignited the war in Gaza has reached levels not seen since World War II. In 2023, 121 incidents were recorded in Denmark, chiefly online. Of those incidents, 20 were death threats, which the country has not seen since the 1980s. This is SRN News. Governor Greg Abbott says wildfires may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas panhandle this week. Lone Star Stockyards manager Bill Martin says tragically many cattle were killed in the fire.
People cut fences, open gates so that the cows can move on their own, get out of the way of it, but it came so hard, so fast, most of them weren't able to get away from it.
The Texas governor cautioned during a news conference this week the number of lost properties could rise. Nebraska voters will get to decide whether to repeal a law that pays for private school tuition scholarships with taxpayer money.
But Secretary of State Bob Evenin acknowledges the courts will likely ultimately decide if the question makes it onto the November ballot. The school choice law was enacted last year. Evenin believes the referendum question is legal and will appear on the November ballot, quote, unless otherwise ordered by the courts. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.